Hello and welcome to Lit
Richer
Afternoons with Maddie and Pass. So how are you feeling, Maddie?
Pretty good, Pass. Nothing much to complain about. What about you? Anything new lately?
Oh yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. I actually just finished reading a very inspiring book.
Wow, what was it called?
It was a biography called Infidel by Ayaan Hirsi Ali.
I have heard good things, Pass. Tell me more.
Well, it's a novel about her struggles in Somali and how she overcame them to become an inspiration for young women all around the world. Ayaan suffered greatly in her childhood, being a victim of beatings, female mutilation and forced marriages. After escaping her second forced marriage, she fled to the Netherlands to begin her career as a politician. She now aims to empower young Islamic women to have freedom and happiness in their life. An inspiring feminist, she also actively opposes honour violence, child marriage, and female genital mutilation.
Wow, she sounds truly amazing. To hear about such a strong and inspirational woman, it makes me really wonder whether she has values that she lives by. What do you think?
Oh yeah, I definitely agree, Maddie. Ayaan has very strong values, and I think they've definitely helped shape her decisions that she made in her life. One value that was very prominent during the book was education, and not just education for, education for women and men, and like a non-biased education, so one that actually focuses on things that you'd need to know.
Relevant information.
Yes, yes. So I also think that she really values freedom. This is evident, when she escaped her forced marriage and she wants to make decisions in her life, and also as her role currently as an advocate for women's rights, especially in Islamic countries. So yeah, she definitely values freedom. Another value, I think she definitely values parliament and the amazing way in which people, ordinary people like you and me, can change the way the country is run through their vote. And I think that stems from in her childhood when she didn't have a right and when she couldn't say or change anything because she was a girl. Now she had a career in parliament because I think she really values that the ability that parliament has to change people's lives. I'd also like to say it's very interesting throughout the book how Ayaan's values do change. She starts off the book really valuing family.
Valuing family, really, even though they beat her and abused her.
Yes. So, despite all of the hardships that she went through, she was constantly trying to please her dad and help out her mom and be supportive to her brother. And then as she grew older and matured, I think that's something that sadly she moved away from, and she completely left her family behind and moved to the Netherlands. So that was obviously a very tough move for her, away from her family at such a young age. And I don't think there's been much forgiveness ever since then. So it's quite sad, but also interesting to see the way that her values have changed. She also used to value religion a lot. She went through all the daily prayers that an Islamic woman should. She went to an Islamic primary school and also attended like regular youth groups when she was young. She wore a burqa from the ages of 8 to 16, and she was very involved in like the discovery of her faith. But then as she as she grew older, she kind of just like hit this point when she just started asking, like, why am I believing all of this and questioning her faith? And when, especially through her move to the Netherlands, away from the culture of Islam that she was used to, she really changed her value of religion, and she is now a practicing atheist. So, yeah, it's interesting to see the way that her religion has changed as well.
Yeah, that is so interesting to hear. And hearing all this makes me think about a woman I have recently read about. Her book is called Burned Alive, and her name is Suad. She too was oppressed and a victim of abuse. So in her book, she speaks of her traumatic past and how she survived an attempted honour killing. So Suad was from a small Palestinian village. She currently lives in Switzerland and has a young family.
Oh, I remember that story. wasn't there controversy about the details of that book?
Yeah, look, there was people that were questioning some of the details and whether parts of the story were fabricated or not. But, like, regardless of its factuality, I still think Burned Alive is a moving book. It addresses the real issues of honour killings, really. And it has brought honour killings into the spotlight. And Suad is working towards raising awareness about the abuse of millions of women suffer each day, which I think is a really important thing.
Yeah, I agree, Maddie. So do you think that even if the details are made up, it doesn't really matter because it's an important message that the world needs to hear?
Yeah, definitely. Suad's message is just so moving. And I think she's been able to move this far because she has such a strong set of morals in place. So I think some of her morals, she definitely values education. Because in her little village, only the men got education, and that it wasn't even thought of that women would have education, because women just were always oppressed, and that's something she also values. She values freedom. She had absolutely no freedom, no way freedom in her village where she came from. So now that she's able to do what she likes, she has that freedom. It's something she really values and holds dearly. She also, strangely enough, unlike Ayan, she values family.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Mm. So although her family, abused her, she now has a young family of her own, and it's just something she loves. She loves them so much, and they're the real light of her life.
So has she forgiven her family that she was almost killed by?
Well, she doesn't really address it in the book. She doesn't address her family. She always says if she goes back, she will be killed. So I think she's kind of put them out of her mind. It doesn't reflect on forgiving her family.
Oh, okay. So I think that's really interesting. When you think about Ayan, I've just got in that she has recently forgiven her family and come to peace with them about the terrible things they made her endure. But it's taken 20, 30 years for her to come around to this reconciliation with her family.
Mm. I think mostly Suad probably pushed her family out of her mind in a way of coping with the trauma, I think.
And, so both of our personalities hold many of the same values, but it's interesting to see that there can still be this distinct difference between them regarding the value of families. And it's interesting to see how, someone's experiences and the way they, deal with the experiences affects their values and what they hold important for them.
Yeah, well, this has just been such an interesting chat we've had, Pass, for the afternoon.
Yes, thanks, Maddie. It's very interesting to reflect on values because I think it's something that we can all have a think about in our daily life.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, well, I think that's all for tonight.
Be sure to tune in next time with Lit
Richer
Times with Maddie and Pass.